The Subtle Art of Telling Iranian Oil from Everyone Else's Oil. I'm David Brancaccio. Iran says it shot down a U.S. military surveillance drone along the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. has confirmed a drone was shot down, but says it was not in Iranian airspace at the time. The price of crude oil in New York is up 4.4%, $56 a barrel. U.S.-Iran tensions have risen after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and clamped down on economic sanctions, including a prohibition on Iranian oil. Iran works to evade those sanctions with varying degrees of success. There's a report today that an Italian oil company turned back what was supposed to be Iraqi oil amid evidence the cargo was instead Iranian. Wall Street Journal senior reporter Benoit Faucon co-wrote the piece. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So give me a sense, what was the tip-off for the Italian oil company, any, that something was weird or off with this oil?
When a vessel arrives at port, normally what happens is it gets inspected and the sampling is taken and it turns out it didn't match. So something was apparently wrong. It wasn't the kind of quality of product that it should have been. And officially, that's the reason why they send it back.
And so they actually did send it back. They said, we're not going to accept this.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't correspond to the sort of the features that this Basralite oil should have had.
What do you think, Benoit? Does this case show there are effective systems in place for enforcing the sanctions, or is this a rare instance of Iranian oil getting stopped?
Oh, I think it's, in terms of crude, the type of mechanisms to check, especially in Europe and the U.S., are extremely comprehensive. This said, they are very sophisticated techniques with multiple transshipments, with fake documentations. I met some of the traders who do that in Tehran when I was there last month. And it's obvious that there's going to be cases where it's going to work. But it tends to be more efficient for oil products rather than crude.
Oh, in other words, so derivatives of crude oil, processed oil, might be a little bit easier.
Exactly. Typically, fuel oil, gas oil, all these tends to be either blended or have less characteristics that makes it harder to track.
Wall Street Journal reporter Benoit Faucon wrote the piece with his colleague Sarah McFarlane. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gas oil or diesel. Numbers. The FTSE index in London is up about 0.5%. Here, the markets are open. The Dow up 248 points, 0.9%. S&P 500 up 1%. The NASDAQ up 1.2%. The 10-year bond yield is below 2% now. A move into bonds today as part of a safe haven given U.S. military tensions, but also the Federal Reserve seems set to lower interest rates this summer. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Hi there.
Good morning.
So you had held out the possibility that the Fed would lower rates this week. They did not. But did you get any further information by watching that briefing?
Sure did. What we saw was the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell really teed up and geared up for a cut in July. They'd like to get ahead of an actual recession and do a preemptive cut. They need a little more information to do that, but they're ready to go.
You also think of the Fed as watching out for inflation, but the Fed chair was talking about what? Keeping the expansion going?
This commitment to sustaining the expansion. This is not a goal the Fed has said outwardly before. This is one point that Jay Powell actually went on at length about the impact of people talking about in their own communities getting a second chance and the idea that the Fed's most powerful tool in reengaging those still on the sidelines is the longevity of this marathon of an expansion.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going to go back to the 80s. Check out our mighty fine new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you the news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Remember after college living in a group house, maybe? Loneliness and financial need are driving older people to room together. According to census figures, nearly 1.4 million people in California alone, age 65 and older, are living with non-relatives. About a dozen groups have sprung up to match seniors as home sharing grows amid the state's affordability crisis. From KBPS in San Diego, Amitha Sharma reports.
At 95, Eleanor Stone has outlived her husband and three children.
I'm all alone. I don't have anybody.
That reality prompted the retired school cafeteria worker to take a roommate into her San Diego home. So 68-year-old Rose McGeehy moved in nearly 7 years ago.
I was living in my own apartment, and I hadn't been able to find work, and the money was just going. And I knew I wasn't going to make the next month's rent.
The average monthly rent for a one-bedroom is over $1,700 in San Diego, and McGeehy pays far less than that by renting a room in Stone's three-bedroom home. Anya De La Cruz works at the nonprofit Elder Help. It paired Stone with McGeehy, one of 800 matches over 25 years. De La Cruz says many seniors are desperate.
We hear a lot of times, I don't know what to do, I'm scared, it's looking like I might be homeless. I mean, those are stories that we're hearing more and more from older adults.
The benefit of seniors rooming together extends beyond the financial.
Living alone puts people at higher risk of depression.
That's University of Southern California gerontology professor Caroline Cicero. Stone says there are many reasons she and McGeehy have been successful roommates.
She does her thing and I do my thing and my cat does her thing.
And it works for McGeehy, too.
I think if I lived alone, I may never see anybody else, you know.
Nationwide, census data show nearly 15 million seniors in the U.S. lived with non-relatives in 2017, up from 11.6 million in 2008. Los Angeles County officials point to roommate arrangements as one of several fixes to help prevent senior homelessness. In San Diego, I'm Amitha Sharma for Marketplace.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 248 points at this juncture. 10-year bond yield is below 2%. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.